A big shout out to Bonobos, who's sponsoring today's show. Bonobos is a men's apparel company that offers a full line, everything from wash chinos, denim, shorts, swim, and casual shirts to suits, dress shirts, and blazers. I have my eyes set on some of these sweet summer shorts, folks. You got to get some shorts for summer. I always get some good shorts. They're offering our listeners a special deal. Use the code IMPROV to get 20% off your first purchase. That's 20% discount with the offer code IMPROV on your first purchase, along with free shipping. Bonobos, bringing expert craftsmanship, a perfect fit, and incredible service to men's clothing. Go to bonobos.com to find your fit today. That's BONOBOS.com.
Thanks for having us, Bess. It's good to be back.
Of course, miss you guys.
Good to be back. throwing out the cans and just
and in the big studio
out the
even
cans, throwing them out. I'm real sleep deprived, so I might not make any sense. I feel like that time we did that show where I decided to put a southern accent on at the last minute.
Oh boy, trust me, it's gonna work. Check.
What
check,
show?
Check,
this
check.
Show or another
one
show?
One time when Jason and I were doing our sketch show, I don't know why, but I was real tired. And
did
I was
the
like,
whole show with a southern accent?
I said, I'm going to do the show with a southern
accent. No, it was just one character. It was just one character.
For 30 seconds.
No, you kept with it. She was like, I think I figured out the thing I want to do in the college roommate scene. And I was like, okay. And she was like, I'm going to do my roommate from semester abroad, who was like a deeply southern girl. And so St. Clair started it, and then immediately she couldn't do it.
And what was the purpose? To get you out of being sleepy?
No, I was just making bad decisions because I was sleepy. And I was
she
like,
does a southern accent.
Wait, you're blaming sleepiness?
Too.
Oh, I do that accent in episode 7. I'm like, nap I safest. Like, it doesn't make it. It sounds like a Cockney.
Yeah.
Someone you'd find in like a Chesapeake Island. Yeah.
Chesapeake Island.
You know those islands where they still speak old English?
No.
Oh, really? Your people probably lived
there. No, they didn't. They came from the center.
I haven't told you about this island, but it's really nice. Just be aware they speak, it's like an isolated island. They speak a little different. Not different. I mean, if anything, we speak different. They speak the same as...
Matt, I love your surprise trips.
Yeah. Well, really? I know you love beach towns, but I'm more into like history and stuff, so I thought this would be
a
nice
perfect combination.
Melt.
Oh, God, what's that under the bush?
Hey, guys!
Hi.
Hey, I was just snoozing under this rock!
Okay. We're actually looking to rent some bicycles to tour the island.
You said you wanted some beef jerky? That I have someone inside of my butt.
I'm sorry.
I think it's an old English. No, it means something different.
Cure a beef.
I'm cooking some inside of my butt. Would you care for some?
When you say butt, does that mean pot?
Yes.
Oh, see, it's different because of the language.
I see. So a butt is a pot.
And beef jerky might be what they mean for bicycle. So, yeah, we'd like some mountain beef jerkies to get around the island. Where can we get that?
Coming right up, honey. Honey, can you rustle up a couple of those beef jerkies?
Right now?
And throw a couple nanners in there, would you?
Butt jerkies?
Yeah, can you get 2 butt jerkies, cook them in a pot, and throw some nanners on there?
You got it. Coming right up.
It sounds like they're making food, but they're getting us bicycles, I'm positive.
With umbrellas on top or some sort of accoutrement.
Here's just wondering jerky.
What bananas are.
Oh, and your nanners.
This is a bicycle built for 2.
That's
so
it.
Romantic.
Jerky with a couple nanners.
Oh, wow. I honestly thought we're going to end up getting some food. I thought we're not going to be able to explain this. So can you tell us how we get to the Sulphur Springs?
Straight up. Straight up.
You gotta go sunny side up.
Everything seems to be food.
Yeah.
You gotta go sunny side up and then slap it with a little of the tomato sauce.
Do you know what? Does that mean north?
Can
you point to tomato sauce? I'm sorry. We're not from here. We're tourists. Yeah. Can you point tomato sauce?
Fodor's guide.
Have you seen the Rick Steves show that he did on this island?
No.
Don't know what that is. That a guy?
That's a he's a travel host on.
This is where he died.
He's dead.
By died, he must mean Got a haircut.
Oh, got a haircut. How do you know that? How would you surmise that?
He came blonde and he left a brunette.
Oh. With some low lights and some highlights.
Now we're talking my language.
Oh, you understand all
this? Yes.
Okay. Are they giving us directions or are they just gossiping?
Yes, we're going to take the Rick Steves route down into the
kitchen. How'd it go?
I feel like I've just been immersed in it, and maybe because it's part of my culture, my original culture.
Right. It's going
my ancestral.
Here.
It's just tapping into something deep.
What pea pod are you from? Avatar's the turnip aisle.
Oh, the turnip,
honey. How did you know how to speak like that?
I don't know where that came from. It just
came crazy.
Straight out of me.
Hold on. I knew your Aunt Bobby Turnip. Didn't we know Aunt Bobby?
Oh, we knew Bobby Turnip. No good Bobby Turnip.
Are they still giving directions? Or are they talking about their family?
Talking about an aunt that I thought died long, long ago.
Oh, she's still alive.
Oh, Bobby Turnip. She knows how to make the best baskets out of string cheese.
That means she knows how to give a hand job.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. This is Improv for Human. No sleep deprived allowed. Today, three other humans and myself will be improvising off your suggestions given to me at Matt Besser on Twitter, folks. Come on, get at Matt Besser on Twitter. Give us some words. Give us some intro questions. You know they'll be used for comedy gold by the best improvisers in the universe. Jessica St. Clair, Lennon Parham, Jason Manzoukas. Almost went too fast for my own good there, folks. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks. Oh, thank you.
For having us.
Good to be back.
Let's just dive in. What do you say?
Why not?
These guys know who you are.
Terrific.
It's great to be treading the boards again.
To get our toes wet.
Treading the boards.
Just dip our dicks into it and let's get started.
Katrina says.
From Katrina and the Waves?
Too soon. It's too soon.
Hurricane Katrina? Is your too soon?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? It's Katarina, just to be...
Oh, Katarina.
So that's not too soon.
Oh,
is that the girl for the Hunger Games?
Our once and future enemy, Katniss. Russia.
Katniss.
Katniss Everdeen?
Already making it topical.
Did you guys hate Russia growing up? Or was that more my
I was very... I think we're the same age.
Right.
The Cold War was the biggest fear we had.
Sure.
But as a kid, played Army, for instance, mm-hmm. when I would play in the backyard with guns, it was the Nazis. It was not the Russians. We'd always be fighting the Nazis.
Well, I lived in a town that had a bunch of Army bases from World War II dotted like the coastline of our town. Mm-hmm. Oh. And those were places, they were overgrown and they weren't at all functional anymore. But we would always go up there and play like the Russians were attacking.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Or we would play a game called Nam.
Oh.
Which was a Vietnam themed game.
Real dark.
Mostly centered around the same kind of territory that Magnum PI episodes, where he went back to Vietnam to rescue POWs tread.
Hey, guys, do you guys want to play a Nam?
Yeah. But if we do that, I would like to not.
Do we have to play with your brother?
Yeah, we have to.
Can't he go do it and we
no,
do
No, but we have
come
to.
Come on, stuff. You're supposed to take care of me. Let's play Nam.
We have to because he's touched. Brian?
I'm going to put you motherfucking Americans in a hot box.
Okay.
Throw some scorpions in there.
No, listen, what I was going to say is the last time we did this, you brought live scorpions to the table and no one enjoyed that.
Wait, Brian, when you play Nam, are you the Vietnamese?
I am.
Oh, Viet Cong. Wow.
Every time.
Yeah.
That is.
I get lost in the shadows.
Here's the thing. Brian stumbled upon some old Newsweeks that mm-hmm. my dad was keeping by the toilet. He likes to read old Newsweeks, especially from the Vietnam era.
Yeah, there's a lot of water damage, so I don't get all the facts right.
No.
But it's starting to make sense now why he's wearing a black t-shirt and black jeans.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's all he wears.
And that headband.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
You know, you're the bad guys, Brian.
What's that?
The Viet Cong, the VC were the bad guys.
I think it just depends on your outlook. Mm. I don't really want to get into another political debate with
neither
you guys
do I.
About this.
You're seven, you know, man. You're
it
seven.
It wasn't your war. It wasn't your war.
Oh, God. He also, the only other information he has is from several episodes of The Wonder Years that we have on VHS that he watches, particularly the one where the sister ends up getting arrested from a protest, a Vietnam protest.
Yeah, sounds like he might have watched it because you watch it all.
Oh, let's switch it up. I'll be a hippie in Nam this time. You guys
that
can
that'd be great,
like,
but we're not playing we're not going to be the Viet Cong. Nobody wants to be that.
Oh, man, I'm tripping out on acid, dude.
Oh, no. Brian.
It's fucking the mud.
Brian.
Has he also watched Apocalypse Now? This is not. Okay, listen, Brian, you need to, like, relax. Why don't you just be a regular American GI? You know, out there protecting America.
Maybe you have a nice Vietnamese wife or something, that, or you've fallen in love.
Why would that happen?
Well, you know,
what does that mean?
Because that's what they
oh,
a
I
lot
raped
of these,
her and then she no, fell in love no. with me.
Yeah, you really
oh my
walked,
God, Brian.
You walked right into
is that.
Is
that what happened?
Brian,
Game
first
of
all, you shouldn't be watching this stuff.
Come
I don't know
on,
why
that's
mom and dad
fun.
Just sit in front of the TV and then they leave and that's it.
Hey, did somebody order some pho?
Yeah.
Ooh, the door's been wide open this whole time.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, I Brian, ordered some Vietnamese pho for the house.
Isn't it pho? It's
no,
pho?
It's pho.
It's pho.
That doesn't sound right.
It is.
I've only read about it. I've never actually heard any of these words.
Now, Brian, I just want you to treat this person with the respect that they deserve because they're just a Vietnamese person delivering pho.
Whatever you do, don't sharpen a stick or anything and try to stab them.
I'm only 1/8 Vietnamese.
Which part? Your foot?
Damn it! Brian! God damn
I'm
it!
I'm so sorry.
I'm being in a GI. What do you want me to be, sister?
I'm just
what
trying
do you
to pay my
to
way through college. You're stabbing me in the goddamn toe.
Sir, are you okay? I'm very sorry. Please don't sue us.
Just sign your credit card.
Okay, here you go. Oh, God. So sorry about that. Do you need a Band-Aid or some...
Cut to an hour later. In the storage shed back.
This is basically a hostage situation. We are holding this
man
hostage.
It's your turn. Pull the trigger. It's your turn.
No. Brian.
No, Brian. We're not playing Russian roulette, Brian. This is not the deer hunter.
All right,
Brian,
then I'll take it.
No, Brian. Oh, God.
Guys.
Brian, no.
Please let me go.
Are you going to take your turn or do I take your turn?
Oh, God.
Please let me go.
Oh, God.
He's a women's studies major. He has two more credits to finish. Let's just
Wait,
let him
just,
go.
He is?
Yes.
How old is he?
Not Brian. Oh. The Vietnamese guy who delivered our pho.
My name is Tom. I have a name. I have a family.
Tom.
Oh, great. Now we see you as a human being.
Yes, please.
Brian, please just let Tom go.
10 years later, at a woman's studies big money corporation. So, you want to work here at Women's Studies?
That's right.
All right. I see you were in a mental hospital after college for several years.
It was actually during college.
Okay.
Does anybody want any kombucha?
Nobody wants your homemade kombucha.
Flashback to the shed.
Jesus Christ!
Kombucha!
No, what's that?
What is this, fermented vegetables?
Tom, wake up. Are you okay?
Sorry, I fell asleep and my Andrea's working.
Oh my God, and you're what?
The feminist scholar who theorizes that all heterosexual sex is rape?
That's right.
Okay.
Let's talk some more about that.
Did you know, Besser, that your wife evaluates everybody she meets secretly in her mind as whether or not they would hide her or not hide her if this was World War II? Literally, that's the first thing she asks, would they hide me?
Wow.
And because she's obsessed with anything that has to do with the Holocaust, and she constantly gives me books that are like, you should read this book. And I'm like, does it have to do with the Holocaust? Because I don't want that. And she's like, no. And then like page 136. Something.
Do you think that she gives you those books just to kind of try and prove to you that it happened?
Yeah. And
that your rejection of it is a rejection
of
that central piece of 20th century history?
Yes.
All joking aside, would you hide us?
Yes. I would hide all of you in here. And I think it's a good way to look
long?
At... I think
Let's say it lasts for more. It's easy to say for a couple of weeks.
Or me.
Why would you need to hide us?
What?
We don't know what minority's going to be.
That's
in
true.
The next
we don't.
War.
Maybe you're the white trash Southern people are going to be hunted, and then your family's going to
be. It's like another
the white
war?
Trash gets rounded up. You better watch out.
Hey, you too, Arkansas. Oh.
I mean, every war gets me.
How about New Jersey? Maybe New Jersey trash.
A lot
will
of
get
white trash
up.
In New Jersey.
And then
too.
I'll have to be on the run. This is terrible. I'm not going to tell this story. I was going to bring up 9/11.
Yeah.
But Jason.
Wait, you should.
But Jason, do you remember you and I were the only people who could really get in touch? I don't know why our phones were working.
Because I was at my terrible, terrible day job, and for some reason our phones worked.
Jason had a day job at J.P. Morgan where he would just go
to Jesus.
He would turn off
Weren't
all
they
the
in
lights.
That building?
No, no, it was uptown.
No, yeah, we were in Midtown. I had just moved buildings from downtown to Midtown.
Right.
Oh my God.
And he was working in like where all the bankers would come and have them do like he would manage the PowerPoint, like make their presentations. And what he would do is he would turn the lights out and just sleep on the floor so it looked like no one was in there. And then we would use the fax machine to fax all of our like press releases.
True.
I don't know. But at any rate, we got in touch with each other, and all I remember is just like, and I was like, Jason, what's going on? And he was just like, I got to get out of here, man. Wait, everyone's looking at me.
What? This is a fraudulent story. Your story hinges upon that I went on the run. This
what
is
really
fiction.
Happened? What really happened?
None of
that's
that.
That's what I remember. That's the sad.
None of that.
Let me ask you
that's
this,
That's what
though.
You remember? And
you don't
none
remember
of it happened.
It.
That's all you remember?
True or false, Jason?
Yes.
True or false?
True or false?
When we were in Manhattan, at any time, you had enough shit in your backpack, that hard shell backpack you used to carry, that if shit went down, you would have been okay to get out. That you did have kind of like a... an escape backpack that was with you.
What's it called?
A go bag?
Yeah.
Or
a
bug out bag.
Is that
bug
true? I feel like I remember you saying that at some point, that if shit went down, I was going to stick with you. I knew that you
I
want to
get back this story that she remembered. Because why would it be a memory if something wasn't
there? Oh, I'm sorry. You're not watching her try and go the other way with it now? Matt, did you not notice? Don't you realize she was creating fiction?
Guys, that's what I remember
happening.
She
remembers me going, I gotta get out of here, man. You gotta hide me, bro.
No, she said everybody's looking at me.
Everybody.
Do you remember any part of that being true?
Oh, 0% of it is true. Except
well,
for the part
she called you, right?
Except for the part that yes, we did talk on the phone. Except the only thing that was very true was post 9/11, people did look at me a lot. I mean, like, I had a big beard. And somebody on the street once was like called me like, one woman in a bodega called me Osama bin Laden's brother.
Yeah,
somebody else called me Osama.
Remember when you were taking pictures of a barn? Remember when
that was in Chicago? That was in Illinois.
You were just taking picture of roadside like
yeah, like taking beautiful America pictures.
And someone would be like,
and the police came up. Police came up to me. I'm like in idyllic kind of like flat American landscape, and I'm just taking a
bad
picture.
Bad land, if you will.
Exactly, taking a picture of farms or whatever. And this guy comes up to me. The police would go, oh, hey there, what are you up to? And I was like, I'm just driving cross country. I'm taking pictures. And he goes, and then he basically said, because I was like, is something wrong? Or because at first I was like, maybe this guy's going to be like, how you doing? You know, they'd be a nice small
like,
town
are
police
you looking for
police
a good
officer.
Place to get waffles?
But instead he started asking me a lot of questions. And then to the point where I was like, have I done something wrong? Am I not supposed to be taking pictures here? And he was like, no, I just have to, know who's in our county for, Homeland Security reasons.
Ooh.
And he said Homeland Security reasons. And I was like, wait, what? It was really crazy.
And it was, you were just taking pictures of the landscape?
Yeah, and there was like farms in the background and stuff like that, but like just big, big, like open shots.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, behind the car?
Sure.
Hi.
I see you. Yeah.
What's your name?
Oh, Jason.
Jason.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You stuttered. When you said
when an authority figure.
You said Jason.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to stutter. Is there something I can help you with, officer?
Yeah, you can help me with what you're doing here. in this public park?
Sure. I just had a walk and...
Hey! Slow your roll, man. What's with the attitude? All right, that's it. Calling for backup.
I'm here. I was here the whole time.
Cheryl, let me get on the walkie for once. You know I love the walkie.
Yeah, Ron, relax, all right? I was here the whole time because I, you know, you're training, I need to be able to make sure you're doing it right.
You guys have a really interesting relationship.
We're married. We've been married for 14 years.
And your partners?
Yeah.
And I'm in training. I came to the force late in life. Cheryl's basically been a cop since she came out of the Ute.
Yep.
The Ute?
Yep.
That's right.
Because we're in Butte, Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ute
of the Butte. The Ute of the Butte. The Ute of the Butte.
That's what they call this this particular portion of Butte.
The Ute?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is there, because I was going to get going in a minute.
Cheryl, you're not going.
Let me know how I'm doing, Cheryl.
Well, Ron, first of all, can I just say I love you? Can you look me in the eye and
just
make contact with me for 1 second?
But when you say that, I always know there's an insult coming.
But I think that we're jumping to some conclusions.
Let's say Butte when we're in Butte. We say Butte.
Butte.
Back at the police station. You two get into my office.
Okay, before you get on our case, all right?
Chief Lloyd,
listen, it's tough because we went to a real intense marriage counseling weekend, and we've been trying to get that and
Then maybe you shouldn't be partners. I said that when you asked to partner up. There's Butte, all sorts of different...
Butte, listen. Listen, we can do it, all right? Cagney and Lacey, those two were together, right?
Yeah, they were together.
Were they?
They were like, it was like Sister Central over
were
there.
Were they lesbians?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, right? They both had short haircuts.
Can I go?
Rizzoli and Isles, those two are doing it
together.
You
got that guy in there in the interrogation room.
Yeah.
Just talking to himself.
Yeah.
Now, I've read your report. Apparently, he said... Jason, which does sound suspicious.
Great.
I want you guys to go in there and follow up on that.
Trust my instincts.
And try to keep your own relationship out of this, okay?
Butte, Chief Lloyd. What if...
Butte, nothing. Get in there.
Okay, all right.
Hey.
No buttes, no ands, ifs, or buttes, okay? We're getting in there. We're going to do it.
Hey, Cheryl, would you stop flirting with Chief Lloyd?
What are you...
I'm not flirting in front of me.
What do you mean?
Listen,
I'm wearing a tight top that hugs me in all the right places. That's not my fault.
What am I?
Ron, I love you, but your dick don't work.
I'm working on it.
Hey, have you guys interrogated him yet? What's going on?
We're on our way.
What are we going to do about that, though? We got to get it working again.
We're using yours in the meantime. Let's go.
Come in.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, no problem. But I should say this is your interrogation room. You don't have to knock.
We just need to make sure you're not a vampire.
Did you have your fill of bear claw pastries?
No, I didn't have any of the pastries. Thank you.
What are you, gluten free?
I have a very severe food allergy to eggs.
So oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is that what it's like in the Middle East? Y'all don't have chickens?
Y'all don't have chicken? Where are you from?
Cheryl's originally from Tuscaloosa.
Yep.
And
home of the Roll Tide.
And your name is Ron?
That's right.
You're a man and a woman, but you have a real Cagney and Lacey demeanor?
That's right.
Yep. Cool, okay.
Yep.
I get it.
We're both... mannish and both female
hey,
at the same time.
This isn't about us.
All right, you two get in my office again. I've been watching you on the security feed.
Oh, yeah,
interrogating you two.
Chief Lloyd, you like what you see?
All right. Keep it in your pants or
Ron,
at least tucked.
Ron.
You get in there right now.
Ooh, and
you
what?
Find out what's up with that Jason.
All right, we will.
Here we go.
Okay.
Come in.
Hey, are you busy? We can come back if you're busy.
How often are you guys having sex with each other?
No. I'm not going down this rabbit hole.
I mean, you're married and you work together.
I'm not interested in your warrant.
That's gotta be hell on the home life.
What do you consider sex?
Somebody mashing it into someone else?
Well, that happens.
Oh,
sometimes
okay.
Ron tries to fold it in, fold it lengthwise.
You think of me as a woman? Because you just called me she.
Ron,
do you think of me as a woman?
Ron, do you have your own craft corner in our house.
Ron, can I ask you a question? Have you given her any reason to think you're a man?
Oh, these are some truths, some hard truths.
Wow! Hit by the foreigner, right in the heart and the gut.
And this scene was on 9/10, and then on 9/12, we see a picture of this man as one of the nine terrorists that brought down the plane, and we see them watching this on the news.
Hey, Ron, get in here. You're not going to believe this. You remember that guy, Jason, from yesterday?
Yeah.
Who helped us out with your dick problem and got it hard for the first time?
Yeah, that was nice of him.
Well, he was one of the terrorists, and
what
we let him go.
What are you talking about?
You know what we did is we bought him a bunch of waffles, and we let him go.
What terrorist act are you talking about?
Ron, the Twin Towers.
You're talking about how Martha Stewart isn't on the air anymore?
No, God, no, Ron. What have you been doing all morning?
Watching Martha Bakes.
Oh.
This episode was sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Here is your one word suggestion from Twitter.
All right, folks, let's go back to the Twitter line. Or I don't think we ever got Katarina's suggestion.
We never did.
We went off her name.
No.
She said dumpster.
Oh.
But
it would have been the same scene, probably.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Lori Strauss says, how did you wreck your first car? That's a big assumption, Lori.
I was 16, and I'd had my license for like 2 months. And I was driving my mom's car, and my friend Sarah and I had gone to Costco or Sam's Club to get a bunch of candy because we were making
great
Santa sacks, which were...
That sounds dirty.
It was a fundraiser for the club that I had founded called Students Alliance for George's Environment, a.k.a. SAGE.
Oh, Jesus.
And so we would sell Santa sacks, and you could, like, send them to people in other classes.
Like a Valentine for Christmas.
Who came up with the name Santa sacks?
I didn't have access to your wisdom at that moment.
Okay, well.
But did you guys change them? Had they originally been Santa's sacks of nuts?
No.
And it was just like a mixed nuts thing in the sack.
Yeah, nobody likes nuts.
No, nobody likes nuts in a sack.
What people have told you, but like nuts nobody sacks. Likes nuts anywhere. So we were driving on Highway 78, and it was one of those lane change situations, like the middle lane sometimes is the turn lane and sometimes it's the fast lane, depending on the direction of traffic. And we were singing Little Mermaid at the top of our lungs.
Sure.
Totally.
And all of a sudden, the car in front of me in the fast lane had stopped to turn left. And so I slammed on my brakes. I came like 10 centimeters away from hitting her or whoever was in front of me. And then the car behind me slammed into me. And he was the owner of Nash Chevrolet.
Mm. Ooh.
So he just basically redid my whole car for free.
Wow.
It was his fault.
Yeah.
Technically, it was his fault, even though the person in front of me, I think it really was their fault.
Right. But you were driving at a safe enough distance away from that person to be able to stop.
Okay. But they were turning left in the fast lane.
Anyway, believe me, they're pieces of shit.
Sure.
But.
So you didn't actually wreck. Oh, you got
I got rear-ended pretty hard.
I drove through my closed garage door. I was driving my mother's station wagon, and it
was take one of a John Hughes movie.
Yeah, and the tape deck was busted, so I had jammed a pencil under it, one of those tiny pencils that you use to write a golf score. Yeah, because I used to be a waitress at a golf course. At any rate, and I had the Beastie Boys blasting loud.
That's surprising, actually.
I got a lot of layers.
I only say that because it's.
I only say that because
the majority of your listening
was the Shrek soundtrack.
Is the Shrek soundtrack?
What the Shrek?
It's got a lot of layers.
What the Shrek?
All right,
happened,
so you're busting out some Beasties.
I busted out some Beasties. I think I was pretty pissed about something, and I just threw it in. A person just drove through a wooden. It was a wooden door and had glass paned. Like it was like an
at
old
your house.
Yeah, at my house, and I just busted through it like
on
the
purpose?
Kool-Aid. Nope. I just didn't look behind me. You're not surprised by any of this, are you?
No.
This doesn't
especially
seem at all out of character.
The pencil into the cassette thing.
Did you, I mean, did you follow through accordingly and jump out of the car and go, oh, yeah?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dad came outside and he was just like, it was so crazy that it happened and so stupid that he couldn't even get mad. He was just like, all right, so this happened. Like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you.
Excuse me. I'd like to make a complaint. I had my TV. I brought my TV here to be fixed.
Oh, okay. What happened to it?
Well, originally, I don't know. That's why I brought it here to be fixed. There was no picture. And
well, there's an enormous hole in it. Did something bust through it?
Yeah.
It's shaped like... This is so weird. It's a Kool-Aid-shaped hole.
Exactly. It wasn't like that when I brought it here. It was probably like a power problem. But now there's a Kool-Aid. And at first I thought it was just a hole. But then I was like, this looks exactly like a Kool-Aid pitcher.
Oh, my. Wait a second. Hold on. Oh, hey, Barry. Barry, could you check this out?
Yep. Sure.
Barry's...
Oh, wow. Look at that.
We haven't seen one of these since 1984.
Wait a minute.
Did you, were you present when this happened?
Was I? No, I left it here. Then I got it home. I took it out of the box. Okay.
Wait, this happened here.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I brought it here to be fixed.
Oh, God. We got to get out of here.
There's a Kool-Aid.
I know.
There might be
Are you saying there's a Kool-Aid man around?
Hey, no, sir. We're not saying anything.
Don't say that.
It's like the candy man. If you say it three times, it might appear. Let's just get out of here.
Say what? Kool-Aid man?
Hears it, nope, sir.
Oh, shut up.
That's only... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, he just busted through the front window.
Oh, no.
He's thirsty, motherfuckers.
That's not his classic line.
Yeah.
Who's thirsty, motherfucker? Oh, yeah.
No, he's only happy on the TV. When he gets loose from the TV, he's a murderous psychopath.
I'm gonna cut you bitches with my glass container.
Hey, you ruined my TV, Kool-Aid.
You ruined my life, you motherfucker.
Look. You're drowning me with your head.
Drink this lemon sugar.
Oh, God.
Bring it down.
Oh, he's dead. Kool-Aid killed that guy.
You better get him in the back and I want my money.
Okay, whatever you want, Kool-Aid, whatever you want.
We cut to the police station. It's about a week later. Kool-Aid's been brought in. We see the same two cops and Derek.
You better let me out of here, you motherfucker.
All right, you two, you get in there.
All right.
Now, odds are this is the guy.
Okay, but...
He matches the shape...
All right.
Of all the deaths.
Ron.
We found red liquid in the lungs of all the victims.
So this should be an open and shut case.
Exactly. So don't fuck this one up.
All right.
Sure would feel better if you would fuck me real quick.
Ron.
What?
I just
don't say that shit in front of me.
Sorry. I just need to
Don't make him jealous.
I just don't want to go in there not feeling confident because this guy's clearly going to tear me down.
Hold on one second. There you go.
You just jerked your own self off.
God. Oh, I didn't. Sometimes I forget. Listen, Ron, when we go in there, I don't want you to get all starstruck.
You're getting more male
the
further we get into this
Listen
relationship.
To me. When we go
Excuse me, guys. Can you have this conversation not near my desk?
Hey.
Terry?
Yeah.
Terry, you don't own the bullpen.
No, but I'm hearing your whole conversation, and I just watched you jerk yourself off.
Terry, your mouth is covered in Snickers.
What the hell? Kool-Aid busted out of the interrogation room!
Oh, you motherfuckers! Here comes Kool-Aid! Shaking that sweet down your throat! Shaking that sweet down your throat! Shaking that sweet down your throat!
Don't listen! Don't listen!
Shaking that sweet down your throat! Shaking that sweet!
A week later, we see Mulder and Scully get out of a car. And they're walking down the street where everyone in town is dead. And there's red liquid everywhere.
What do you think happened here? Don't say extraterrestrial.
Clearly the supernatural.
Come on, man.
Maybe it was a case of Californication.
Hey, I don't
hey,
know.
Hey guys, over here we found, sorry to interrupt you, we found some shoes. They're red in color and a diary.
Oh.
So there's the red shoes and a diary.
Let me see what the diary says. Hold on 1 second. It's in...
Read it out loud. All
okay.
Of
yep. From front to back. It's a very loud. There's a hinge on that that is rusty.
Yeah, it's old. Blowing some of the dust off of it. It just says over and over again in enormous capital letters, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And this fades to the past where we see Kool-Aid writing in his diary.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Kool-Aid, lights out, it's time for bed.
Yeah. Fuck you, Mom!
Look, Kool-Aid! Stop! You stop whatever you're doing.
I listen to this piece of pasta if I feel like it.
Kool-Aid, this is your stepdad. I'm gonna come up there.
Reg, don't do this, Reg.
Hey, the boy.
You're not my real dad. Get a job and then I'll respect you.
Oh. Kool-Aid?
Reg, don't. Reg.
Kool-Aid, how do you like this if I tip you over and pour some of you out?
You want to come in here and try it?
Yeah, I'll do it right now. How about this?
No, this is not a healthy environment to be raising a glass-filled liquid bowl of child.
We see Kool-Aid on train tracks with a backpack.
I get it out of here. Hey, hobo, do you mind if I crash with you?
What?
I said, you mind if I crash with you, hobo?
Oh, boy. I see where this is going.
Hey, hobo.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I think, are you talking to us, the hobos?
Oh, there's more than one.
Yeah, this is you've wandered into a
hobo encampment. We got an extra bed, a bed for a shapely.
I tell you what. I am thirsty.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, everybody gives a little here.
Yeah.
You gotta give us some of your sweet.
Have a little sip off the top.
You could just have a little sweet soup.
I just want to hydrate a little.
I'm very sugary. Just be careful what you do because I've hurt people in my life before.
Oh, you can't hurt us. No,
you're
big, strong hobos.
Yeah, you're too sweet to hurt them.
Oh, no. But why does it feel so good?
Let's talk some more about that.
You know that at the UCB, the original UCB, every dinner, I used to like intern there like 3 nights a week because Delaney told me that I should get more involved. And so I would, in addition to him cutting my hair backstage, he would suggest that I would intern like every night there. So I would do it. And I didn't have enough money for dinner, but also I love a processed meat. So I would have a Subway 6-inch turkey sandwich every single night and some baked Lay's as a treat.
With the Olestra?
Mm. Baked Lay's give you the runs.
Yeah. Yeah, and they make your ass explode.
Anal leakage was the scientific term for that.
When Jess and I were just in New York recently, in fact, we were walking home.
At 1 a.m.
At 1 a.m. after having a late night flight. And we were thinking we would get a slice, but then there was a Subway, and Jessica was like, oh, we should get a Subway. And I was like, what? No. And we went in.
You're in New York. Get a good slice of pizza.
New York Subway.
And we looked at the meats.
I don't know why
and we were
I
like,
went into a Subway.
No. We got right out. And then we did get a slice.
Yeah. It was gross, too.
Times Square Subway sandwich.
Oh.
We had just an hour really to ourselves, and since we both have babies, we never are alone. And what we did with our hour was we went to a CVS, an enormous brand
Duane
new
Reed,
CVS,
yeah,
and a
CVS,
Duane Reade, and we just looked at different creams for this, like an hour.
This is like the saddest story I've ever had.
I know.
I really
like,
got...
Ooh, Len, get over here quick. There's L'Occitane. We have to get to some of this.
Yeah, and it was like the happiest we'd ever been.
I don't know.
And Lennon was just too like, fancy. I might want a snack. And I was like, at the CVS?
She's yeah,
like,
well, the bottom floor of the CVS was a snack depot.
Well, there is there was a Walgreens I went to downtown in New York that had a sushi case.
Yes.
And I was like, we are in, this is a drugstore.
But it's New York, you know?
Why
yeah.
would
anything's
you ever
possible.
Trust
anything.
That.
That's what Jay-Z says in his song.
In New York.
Right?
Which song? Please, the lyric,
Concrete Jungle. We can't pay for it, so we have to do something that's just like it, but not exactly it.
We have to... it's all sound-alikes on the podcast.
That's my Alicia Keys impression.
That's my Aunt Boppy doing...
I keep on falling in and out of love.
It's really good.
Oh.
Hey, honey, I was just wondering, my cream is all used up.
Which cream?
It was my La Mer seaweed cream.
Kids probably did it.
No, I mean, I asked them. It was, you know, that's a 800. And
they're probably lying.
Kids
lie all the time about stuff like that.
Well, no, I mean, they can barely talk.
They take stuff. They use it. They lie about it.
Okay, well, I've just this $800 bottle of cream.
Okay, what do you want to do? You want me to call the police?
Why are you giving me so much attitude?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think I know what happened. The kids did it, but I feel like you're not taking
that.
Are
you sure you didn't use it?
Why would I use your cream? Your fancy cream? Why?
I don't know. Your eyes look like they're, like, 10 years younger.
Why would I want younger eyes? You know what I mean? For me, that doesn't make sense. For you, it does. Old eyes. For me, young eyes, I don't need it.
Are you in love with somebody else?
What? No. Why would I do that?
And the blood tests are good.
Great.
And I will say, just on observation, mm-hmm. many parts of your body look amazing.
Cool. Oh, thank you.
In fact,
thank you so much.
Much younger than the last time I saw you.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I am worried about one part.
Okay.
And I want you to be honest.
You know what, doctor? I feel as though this is the one environment that I can be honest in.
Have you been using fancy creams on your penis to masturbate with?
I don't think so. My kids probably used it.
On your penis?
No. No, I see. Okay, hang on.
Honey.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched a movie and I'm just so upset. Because I think I know what's happening to you. It was Benjamin.
It's Benjamin Button. Yeah, no, I know.
I think you
think I have reverse aging
your
disease.
Your penis is involved in a reverse aging situation.
We cut to a close-up of his penis, and it's about an inch long and hairless.
Oh, yeah, you like that?
No.
And, you like that,
free
baby?
Free of wrinkles.
You like that smooth baby carrot?
Is it in?
Huh?
Is it in?
I have no idea. I lost all feeling months and months ago.
Hey, friend.
Yeah. Hey.
Thanks for meeting me here at this coffee bean.
Oh, thank you for thank you for meeting me.
I really connected with your post about your baby penis.
Oh, dude. You know, if it wasn't for online communities, what would we be doing?
Yeah.
We would
right?
just be living in a private shame.
My wife and partner in the force.
Are those the same person?
Cheryl. Yes, that's
okay.
right.
Thank you.
She's unhappy with my penis.
I get it, man. My wife is all in my business. And it, you know what she loved? She loved when my eyes looked younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked it when I had the virility of a young man. But now she has real complaints about my very, very small, non-functioning penis.
It doesn't function,
well,
right?
Well, now it has regressed to the point of being, it doesn't work for sexual purposes at all, mm-hmm. as no child's penis should.
Do you think it's going to go back into the birth state, where it basically
if
becomes,
I keep
you
using
become a hermaphrodite?
The cream, if I keep using the cream, I think, yeah, I suspect it will, but...
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah.
I was just overhearing, do you guys have what they call teeny tiny baby penis syndrome?
TTBPS?
Yes.
TTBPS?
Yeah. I have a cousin.
Undiagnosed, but probably.
I just have a weak one. I just have a weak pain.
It's my cousin had it, and I just wondered if there was any group or like a therapy group.
We're starting it right now.
Well, I would love to. Guys, it's me.
Can I ask?
I said it's my cousin, but
it's
really
you?
Me.
Okay. So you are a man.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So you are worse than I am. So on the continuum,
yeah.
it's this Ron guy, it's me, and then it's you, madam,
yeah.
who, because you, for all intents and purposes, appear to be a woman.
Yep. Yeah.
And wow. yeah, I asked you to stop using the cream, and yep. obviously you haven't.
Well, I saw somebody who has continued to use the cream, and she looks great.
Well, I don't know if you, have you looked down recently, but. You regressed to a cellular level where it virtually disappeared.
Oh, boy.
But now it's worse, and there's a hole forming in your groin area.
Oh, boy. Now this...
The shape of...
I want to see where this is going. The shape
the
of...
the shape of...
Oh, no. Oh. Doctor, this is unrelated.
No.
Doctor, this is unrelated.
Watch out, motherfuckers. I'm coming out of your face.
The Kool-Aid lives dormant inside of me.
Listeners, help Improv for Humans stay free to download by completing the short anonymous survey. It takes 5 minutes to complete the survey. We got a money raffle where you can win a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise not to sell your email address. It's nothing like that. Go to www.podsurvey.com/I4H. That's www.podsurvey.com/I4H to take our survey, get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card.
What the hell is going on?
Folks, I read this in the paper this morning, Humans. I thought it was pretty funny.
I like that you have a clipping.
A clipping.
An honest clipping
from a newspaper. That actually reads the newspaper.
Cut out.
What paper do you read, Matt?
LA Times.
All right.
Sitting around a bowl, a group of Newport Beach high school boys took turns plucking folded papers with numbers written on them. The lower their number, the better their odds of landing a prom date with the girl of their choice. Casting aside the tradition of actually asking someone on a date, some male students at the affluent Corona Del Mar High School say they select prom dates in an NFL-style draft.
What?
Selling first-round picks to those eager for a top selection.
Ew!
Word of the prom draft prompted Kathy Scott, the school's principal, to send an email to parents over the weekend saying it is not okay for students to be objectified or judged in any way.
So wait, you get, the women are willingly being put into this draft?
Is it a willing situation?
A female junior at Corona Del Mar School said about 15 junior boys participating in the draft as a way to avoid any skirmishes if they wanted to invite the same girl.
This is some Lord of the Flies shit.
She said drafted female students can refuse a date.
Oh, interesting.
The whole premise of it is not bad at all, she said. The way they've labeled it as a draft is not the nicest way to ask a girl, but I don't think it's objectifying women. I bet she's a good looking girl.
I bet she's on. Yeah, she's in the draft, right?
Oh, totally. She's number one pick, right?
She's. Bum, 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 bum. Bag it up.
We've got Cheryl Masters, and she's got a heavy case of rosacea. She's not been doing well in the draft. Bob, what do you think her chances are of getting a prom date?
I'll tell you what, this girl is red in the cheeks. Red in the arms, but she's got 34 C's and gives hand jobs. So that's going to put her.
That's going to put her. Let's put her up on the board, if you will.
We cut to the draft room. All right. I'm thinking of going with her. Really ugly face, but you got to appreciate.
Definitely puts out. She's definitely
the hand jobs.
She's a
but no blow jobs. Is that a concern?
Well, if I could throw in the mix that Natasha. I was going to say Bedingfield, but that's a real person, right? That's
awesome, but that's the name of this girl, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought she was awesome. She's an actor, no?
She's a singer. She sings us.
Well, anyway, Natasha Bedingfield, she's going to give you a double or nothing at the prom.
What's a double or nothing?
What's a double or nothing?
Jeez, I don't even know about this stuff.
These are new plays.
It's two licks around the nipple and then a blowjob.
Oh, that's not a thing. That's just...
She calls it a double or nothing.
She shouldn't.
She licks her own nipple or the guy's nipple?
She licks the guy's nipple.
Twice.
I'm not sure that's going to move her up in the draft.
I'm just throwing it. Hey, you guys the stats. That's all. I'm just giving you the information.
Did she give it that name, the double or nothing?
Yeah, it's
the double lick.
I pictured
it's
two
Natasha
guys
Natasha Bedingfield
at once, didn't you?
Special. Yeah.
Like she'll have two guys at once or no guys.
No.
That's a double or nothing.
That's not what she calls it. It's the Natasha Bedingfield special, the double or nothing.
So she's basically really dumb, so I'm putting her on mine.
Yeah.
She's one of my top picks.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
We cut to midnight at the prom. Well, Natasha, it's getting around midnight.
Everybody's
hooking up.
What do you want to? You want to go do something?
Your voice wasn't on your specs. I gotta be honest.
Natasha, remember tonight at the prom? Yeah, Aunt Bobby, I want you to give him a banana and some beef jerky, and I want to take him out just straight up. Aunt Bobby, I'm losing you. Don't die.
It's my last wish. Beef jerky and some banana.
I'm sorry that I keep crying on my ham hocks.
By hammocks, you mean your cell phone?
Yeah, my Aunt Poppy.
I wish you had stopped calling her while we're making out. It's not a turn on.
No, she's dead. She got herself in a cornhole.
I don't know what that means. My boner is going away. Can you jump on these nipples real quick?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Ow! 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 What are you doing to me?
And Natasha keeps sucking.
Ah! I thought it was just once on each. Come on,
Remember, it's a double or nothing.
Cut to Mulder and Scully. They see all these weird sucking marks on this dead teenager's torso.
What do you think?
Torso.
Mulder, you think it might be a chupacabra? Sucked. You know, that mythical animal that sucks the it sucks the blood out of goats.
No, this is something I haven't seen since I was on a coast of an island.
What do you mean? What is it?
This is an ancient people resurrected from the dead.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. You're not talking about the double or nothing, are you?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Are you trying to say you want one from me? Because this will they or won't they thing has to sustain over a couple more seasons.
Jillian.
Hey. Hey, that's not cool, man. You're married.
Jillian.
Hey, stop it.
Jillian.
I'm married to a British person.
Let's talk some more about that.
There was a an X-Files that I did not see. Now, I get so terrified by
this
movie.
I love the beginning of this already. That you are going to tell us a story that you based on a thing you didn't see.
She does that all the time. She'll tell a story, one of my stories that she was not there for.
She just told one of my stories.
Yes,
earlier.
And make it and
it was my
twist
story.
It
was
made up dialogue.
And I'll say that's not what happened, and she'll go, "Yes, it was."
Guys, these
everybody's looking at me. I'm on the run. I gotta get out of here, man.
Guys, these are her stories, okay? It's not history, it's her story. Anyway, I am too afraid to watch most things on television.
Wait. Was the X-Files you didn't see?
I'm telling you about it. My point is that in life...
Who told you about it?
Dan, my husband Dan. But I am too afraid to watch most things on television, so either my husband or Lennon will tell me, or Jason, will tell me the plot of what is happening.
And while you're in another room?
No,
it will be later.
It'll be later, and I'll say, "Tell me," but I don't really want them to tell me because then I'll be haunted by it.
But then what happened?
Like Lennon, when we were at the CVS looking at cream, she told me the entire plot of The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. No, not the entire plot, up until Act Two break.
Right.
You're not scared of The Hunger Games.
Oh yeah, too scared.
Really?
Yep, too scared. And I'm terrified now because of all the thing. And I kept
I actually think you would like The Hunger Games.
Just arrows.
I think that's something you would enjoy.
No.
You think I could handle it?
No. Hunger Games? Yes.
This dystopic future sounds like that would really upset me.
Because I understand why. I do, even though I think it's hilarious.
Dystopia is not
I
the
do
violence.
Under- dystopia. Wait, you can't handle a world in which society has broken down?
No, I don't think I can. I've been upset by it ever since then. She told me about how...
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
No, I watched the first episode where that little girl doll
that's just
drops.
The cold open.
Yeah, I had to stop after that.
You watched the cold open. Of
the little girl doll, what?
There's a little girl in the cold open. She's like shuffling in like a gas station and she drops her teddy bear. And I was like, oh my God, it's a little girl who needs help. And then of course she's a zombie.
Yeah.
And I had to turn it off. But at any rate, so this X-Files, I guess, was about... Oh, it was so dark. He said it was about a mother.
Because you didn't experience it firsthand.
No, it was like a hillbilly type situation, and they were living under the bed. Do you,
you
guys
know what?
Know
as soon as you said it,
you knew it. That was
I knew
that,
it was that episode. That's
is this
a classic
the scariest
episode.
Episode.
It is a really classic.
He won't
scary
tell me any more details about
real.
It. Can I ask you where are they and what's happening? Because
don't
Dan
tell
won't
her.
Tell me any
don't
more about it,
her.
Except for the fact that they're living under her bed. Is
when
that right?
When I grew up, in Arkansas, there's a part of Arkansas, the Ozarks, where classic hillbillies were. There was even this Dog Patch USA. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Wasn't Deliverance set in the Ozarks, but it was shot in North Georgia?
It was shot in, where they shot Wanderlust. Okay.
Exactly. So having seen that movie and that stereotype, and I was driving, my grandparents lived in a county next to Jasper County where all this was supposed to be going on, where real hillbillies lived.
Wait.
And I went driving, just went up these back roads. I was like, I'm just going to drive and just explore. Yeah. I was actually looking for a cult because I was really into studying cults at the
time.
You
knew one was there, or you just were looking around weird places?
What were you, a teenager?
I was a teenager. Yeah. I didn't have a specific address, but I just heard they're up in this country behind.
And that they're all like having sex with their brothers and
sisters? No, that's a side thing. So I'm up looking, I think it was called The Sword and the Covenant was the name of the crazy cult.
Ooh, great name.
And I was driving around, I don't even know what I was looking for, and I saw, just like you see in that fucking movie, hillbillies out on a front porch, all genetically fucked up, is all I'll say.
What? This is terrifying.
And I drove, they looked worse than the things in the movie. And I was like, holy fucking shit, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Wow, that's terrifying.
Did they do the slow pan as you drove by?
Are you guys talking about the movie Deliverance, which I also don't know about because Lennon won't tell me about
it. That'll make you not go
canoeing. I can't,
that's
not
ever.
A great. Great
the only thing
movie.
I know is that, is Burt Reynolds in that movie?
Yes. Burt Reynolds is
that Ned Burt Reynolds Beatty. Was like pulling some weird shit where like he had like a chair, like a director's chair that he would sit in and he would like yell at one of the other guys in it about if they ever sat in his chair. It was
this
like
is
a
on,
whole,
the set.
Yeah, on the
I
set.
I love that you know the behind
you know
the scenes
stories.
Of Deliverance.
Yeah, but you've I don't never know seen why. It. You got,
I really would love. Here's what I would like to propose, and this is a genuine offer.
No, is this your offer for me to watch funny games or whatever that
no,
horrible
I would
game
like
is? You offered, I
would
he
like,
offered me $1,000. No joke.
I would like to do a
$1,000 in cash for me to watch.
I would
that
like
movie.
To do
I wouldn't
a podcast
let Danielle
with you.
Watch that. I said you are not watching.
No,
this movie.
She cannot handle it.
I would
it.
Like to do a podcast with you where we together watch Silence of the Lambs or scary movies or things you think you don't want to watch. Deliverance could be one, you know, movies that might be scary, and then we just watch them together.
What happened when
but those are two classics. Like, those are like Funny
she
Games.
Can't watch,
watch
is
this.
That
the
name?
Yeah, Funny Games, the Michael Haneke movie.
That,
yeah.
that movie one is just
no way. What about when I ate berries and you said that, like, don't
oh my God,
you
that was
would
amazing.
Love berries, and I hate berries, and he said, no, you would love them, Jessica. You just haven't eaten
I have
them.
The,
try it.
I have the video of you eating fruit for the first time
and it's terrible.
As an adult woman.
Jason's the guy who introduced you to berries?
Yeah.
To fruit. She's
by
like,
the way,
I don't
I'll never
like
eat it again. I don't
berries.
Like
she had a real problem with that some of them appeared to have hair on them.
Yep, and that they have the consistency of a slug and they explode in your mouth. And you know what? No thank you.
No thank you for things that explode in St. Clair's mouth.
Nope. No, I won't do it.
She can't. No, she can't. She saw Silence of the Lambs. That's what our cold open of this past episode is about.
Oh, it's that's
real.
Right.
She cannot
right.
watch.
And Danielle tweeted me like, this is making me very upset. Like, she was remembering details from the movie that she had run out of in 15.
Literally, you say one specific from that movie. And
oh, I mean, for probably a decade at very random times, I will just start to saying to St. Clair,
it
rubs the lotion on its skin.
I can't.
Or else it gets the hose again.
I can't, not listening because my ears are. And it's not a joke.
Because she did see.
I love
she
it.
Did,
this is not a joke. This is not a
right
joke.
There.
It's
like,
not a
real,
joke.
Real
no,
palpable fear.
I'm trying to forget every moment of that movie.
But then she keeps asking. Like, if I, like, I said
I don't remember
some
what
detail.
Happened at the end. I don't remember who Buffalo. I don't want to talk about this, but I don't
can
know.
Can I ask an honest question?
This morning, I woke up and I thought, ow, I just killed my bunny bone for 1 second.
Can I ask a sincere question?
I woke up this morning and I was like, wait, how did Lecter get out of there? Because I know at the end, I remember the moment of him, like, walking away in Cuba or whatever, and he's going to eat someone for dinner. But, like, how did he get out? Did he escape?
It was that elevator.
Okay, Jessica, you're in post-Silence of the Lamb trauma right now. So I've gathered some counselors here.
This
and what
isn't
we're gonna
funny,
do,
and I'm stopping this scene if it gets too
what we're going to do here is we're going to give you disinformation on what Silence of the Lamb's about so you forget what it's about.
It's just a matter of confusing you to the real.
Okay,
real
but what's my safe word? Because if this gets too scary, I'm going to stop
just
it.
Just in a very deep voice, say it rubs
no,
the lotion
no, no.
on its skin or else it gets
don't
the hose again.
Do it. This isn't funny.
So all you have to
first
do
let's start
is say in a
do.
Very deep voice,
no,
it rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Counselors,
that's your safe word.
Counselors. This is what we'll do.
They seem like they're having like the time of their lives, and I have a serious problem. And I don't know. Hey, are you guys TAs or something? What is the deal?
No,
we designed training.
We designed the study.
Yeah. It seems like we're joking around. It can't be about a horror movie.
We're creating a light atmosphere so that you feel comfortable.
We're gonna act out the scene.
I don't like
where the governor's daughter comes home in the car, and we're gonna change the specifics of it.
Wait, if she was the governor's daughter, then why weren't they trying harder to find her?
They were trying very hard.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I do.
You don't want to know?
Yes, I do. Tell
me. Here we go. We're gonna
answer that question.
Okay.
Well, she was an American.
You guys are just doing the movie.
Wait,
is your job to do the? Just
can you help me move this sofa into my van?
Not hey.
Oh, do you hear Jar?
Guys?
Hey, Mr. Poopers. There goes the cat.
All right, see?
Does
see?
He eat the
a bunch of stuff. A bunch of stuff just happened. Do you know?
I have no idea.
Does he make a skin out of... He How about makes this? A suit out of that cat?
Back, you need me to get up in this van?
Yeah. You want an ice cream sundae?
Wait, does he really
here.
Say that?
You want an ice cream sundae?
I'll go up in here. I love butterscotch.
Oh, because she's fat.
I do love butterscotch.
Oh, you and me, we're going to get along just fine, like kindred spirits, Anna Green Gables.
Don't you... I'm going to leave this room, and I'm never going to come back.
What don't you know about the connection between Anne of Green Gables and Silence of the Lambs?
You know what? This is so wrong on so many levels, and I don't... Is
we are curing you.
The lotion.
We are curing you.
Hold on a second.
Have you heard that song, Surf Bird? I love that song, Buffalo Bill.
Now you've ruined a Beyonce song that I love. What is your deal, guys?
We're going to play Drunk in Love.
Is this some sort of a jackass
thing? We're
going
to play Drunk in Love for you.
Hold on one second. Are you Johnny Knoxville?
It rubs the lotion on its Prince Edward Island.
You know what? Oh, my God. This is so rude.
I'm just combining something that you're afraid of with something that you love.
Now we're making it easier for you to talk about and experience it.
You know what? I should have known when I answered this ad in the back of Backstage magazine that it was an audition and you assholes were there.
Uh-huh.
And first you asked to see what I looked like in a tankini.
We remember. We were here for all of this.
And then you said what was my biggest fear and mm-hmm. I wrote down Silence of the Lambs and then I got involved in this study. This was all.
You're going to be great in The Winter's Tale.
What?
That's the play we're doing.
Winter's Tale.
Right now, open the curtain.
Winter's Tale. Winter's Tale.
Winter's Tale.
Winter's Tale.
Wait,
starring Natasha Bedingfield.
Wait, Portia. What's Winter's Tale?
Jessica St. Clair as Olga, and Buffalo Bill. It rubs the snow on its skin.
As Iago.
Crap on YouTube.
All right, we got to end with a crap on YouTube since we have our new YouTube screen.
Yeah.
So you got something for us, Brat?
You want to do a haunting one? I actually have one.
Okay,
oh,
let's
that's
do it.
Great, Brett.
A scary one.
Thanks a lot, Brett.
A scary one?
I'm going to have to skip around a little bit on this one because it's long.
Oh, great, because you want to just skip to where everybody gets killed or maimed.
So this is a
toy skeleton
haunted and possessed.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah. No, it's a real possessed skeleton. We're just hearing about it now, though, on this YouTube video.
You guys don't know. Oh, no.
So is this a guy trying to be funny?
No.
Okay.
It's not. It's like a couple. And it's one of these dolls that just
movement.
Sings one song.
But it's movement
starts
triggered.
Saying something else. And so I'm going to skip around to the best parts.
Why did they wash their...
So we're looking at a kitchen and it has one of these toys. It's like a toy skeleton that talks.
What do you want?
What? Say, what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want? That's just what it said.
That is just what it fucking said. That it was what the hell do you want when I had it in there.
What?
Yeah, it'll release.
Uh-uh.
You will.
Why did they put it right next to all the knives?
They keep pushing a button on it, trying to get it to talk. It's obviously like...
And its head is askew.
And they've clearly put a bandana that did not come with it on the back of its head.
They personalized it. These are like the things you get at a Duane Reade for the Halloween holiday.
So I've been doing this for 2 minutes.
No. What is this? Why is this interesting?
This is 14 minutes long.
What, is blood going to come out of its eyeballs or something? Something effed up better happen.
Well, you know, it's like, well, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
Oh.
Nothing.
His eyes are...
I'm talking to that thing. Oh, well, I'd be afraid of that, too.
They're so clearly drunk, this couple.
What are we... This is like 5 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back. I'd rather watch the X-Files episode, honestly.
Just said, what do you want?
But what was it saying
before
that?
Is it supposed to say that?
What do we want? We want you to tell us what you want.
Oh.
What does that mean?
That's what it's been saying the whole time.
Well, what does that mean? Ooh, what?
Breaks into the song.
Who is filming this?
The dude?
Totally different than before, Patty.
Yeah,
mother that they keep under their bed.
Yeah.
So Brett, it usually just sings a song, but now it's talking.
Yeah. Now every once in a while, it'll break into the song, and then all of a sudden it'll say, "What do you want?"
Should it be saying that though? Did it come from the factory saying that?
It's actually isn't in the song.
No. What is it?
But then they're trying to translate. It's just going.
Well, I guess what we want is to know what do you want? What do you want?
You?
Are you saying you?
Oh.
What if I don't want you to have me?
Oh, God. A lot of marital issues are coming up for these two.
Okay, this is on tape.
You fucking heard it.
It's on tape.
You fucking heard it.
What did it say?
It's on tape. What do you want? Yeah, that thing is not right.
What?
Tough riddance.
Wow.
Excuse me. I'd like to return this doll. I bought it here yesterday.
Sure. What's your problem? Do you have an... I just have to mark down on the receipt what the problem is, and I'll be happy to return it, sir, for store credit.
It's supposed to sing a couple of children's songs, Old MacDonald, I believe, and Put on a Happy Face.
Mm-hmm.
And it was doing that, but...
Somebody's been fucking this doll.
Excuse me? Who are you?
Excuse me?
Mulder. My name is Agent Mulder.
Let me look
Mulder.
At that. FBI? Okay.
Yep. Somebody has been... A demon has been fucking this doll.
Oh, no. Come on.
I would normally say you're ridiculous and rude and go away, but here, let me press the button.
Whoa, ow.
No, let me try it again.
Oh, that hurts.
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Oh, no.
Here.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Sometimes it works.
Yeah. Well.
I just keep pushing.
Demons. Ow.
Not everything is demons. You know, I'm just saying.
Hey,
not everything is demons.
You know what, Marjorie? I'd love to live in your world. I'd love to not be kept up all night.
Well, then why don't you stop your running, okay?
Mulder, don't get involved. You know, we're just here to solve the case.
If you'd like to get a job in our small town where everyone's happy, you're welcome to. But it's your demons you're chasing, aren't you?
Hi, I'd like to return something. I bought this, talking dog yesterday.
Someone's been fucking that dog.
All right. What? Hey, now. This is clearly a small child.
No, it had some ink on, on one of the feet.
Let's not use the F word. That's demon jizz, and it's the color of ink.
Okay. Maybe you need to get into some soul searching or
Marjorie,
some therapy.
I wish that I could
My name's not Marjorie, okay?
What
is
it?
It's Pamela.
Excuse me,
Pamela? That's right.
I'd like to buy some a soccer ball.
Oh, right?
For a child, the size 4 soccer ball.
Size 4 is on aisle I.
Okay, thank you.
Don't sell that to that guy.
Why?
He's going to fuck that ball.
Well, fine. That's not my business what happens when the ball leaves here.
Okay, here you go. Look to buy this ball.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Enjoy your trip back to hell where you live, demon.
Excuse me?
Mulder, can I talk to you for a second?
Do you need to go somewhere, sir? I don't know why you're just standing here all up in my business.
Yeah.
Mulder, you said you wanted to buy a pack of gum, so that's why we came in here. Now you're just harassing these people.
Can you give me one of your double or nothings before we go back in?
What?
Jillian.
Oh, wait. I'm Jillian?
Jillian, do it. That's too hard.
Mom, that's too hard. That's not hard. Over there in the corner.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we're back in.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'm sorry, because all of the dolls in your toy store have been fucked by demons, and that's not right.
I'm sorry about my partner. She has really gone off the deep end, even though I'm pretty sure she is the he.
Okay. We have not what you seek, all right?
Ooh.
Pamela.
What I don't want to do. Pamela, but it's.
What I don't want to do is head back to Washington, D.C. and get a call from you when you say all of these dolls, they've got blood.
You better back off! Whoa!
Wait a second. I'm pulling away this bookcase to see a Kool-Aid-shaped hole.
Wait, what bookcase? In the store?
Yes, this bookcase of children's books.
There's nothing there to see, okay?
Hold on
one
second.
That's where the children's books
I already moved it, and I saw the Kool-Aid.
I said back away, you dirty bitch. Oh, we got a rogue Kool-Aid in here. Call in for backup!
Backup, everybody!
Oh, God!
I'm gonna kill you,
And that's an ad on television. Did you just see that ad?
That's not right.
Kool-Aid just said, back up, motherfucker.
Wait a second.
2 p.m. on a Saturday.
Are we going to just ignore the fact that apparently The X-Files is back on television?
Jason, what would you like to plug?
I'll plug the How Did This Get Made audio podcast right here on the Earwolf Network. Lots of great episodes coming up. Please check them out.
Excellent. Playing House, folks. I have watched all 3 episodes. Oh, it is hilarious. It's so funny.
Thanks, buddy.
I was mentioning before we started the show, I saw one of the ads where the pull quote was... was it?
These bitches be crazy.
These leads click, and it. And I was all ads for all sitcoms make the sitcoms not as funny as what the sitcom is, and the pull quotes for all shows you always just are like, whatever.
Or you
what
feel
does that
like
mean?
The next couple words were like, these leads click in their.
Yeah, what?
In their butts.
Yeah. Leads click in their butts. Wow.
But hold on, I want to finish my thought. But truly, that is what makes your guys' show so more awesome than all the other sitcoms on right now, is you guys do click. You can't write that. The writing's great, but you can't write what you guys bring to the table, because they do click in amazing ways. And that's one of the problems with all so many, 99% of all sitcoms, is the cast don't click. You don't feel any ensemble, and you guys so bring it in such a great way.
Bez, I need to say something to you. I'm going to make it uncomfortable. Lennon and I say
this. You mean more uncomfortable.
Lennon and I say this in every interview, and we mean it. But without the UCB, none of any of this, any of
You'd
this.
You'd be prostitutes.
Yes. Would. No, You'd nobody even wants that. Nobody wants it.
I would be playing a prostitute in a New York Film Academy short.
And I would be playing prostitutes on Chicago City Limits shows.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get... I auditioned for Chicago City Limits, and they said no.
Oof.
They did a walk.
She's not. You were outside the city limits.
I was not good at the blues.
Because I was so bad at the blues. I still talk about it every week. No, but the point is that... What I don't know if you know, what, like, the amazing thing you've done.
All
I don't
right.
know.
I'm trying to
I
plug
know.
Your guys' show here.
No, but it's true. Besser,
it's Tuesday,
true.
Folks.
True.
USA
it's
Network.
True. We true. Would have nothing without you.
Characters
that's the truth,
welcome.
Man. You're
now,
special.
You guys, your characters click on the show, and that's because you have the click remote control from the Adam Sandler movie. Click,
like that.
Right?
That's what I
that's
from.
Part of the that's yes. part of the show.
Guys, go to the forums, Improv for Humans. What should be on the best of episode?
Probably all of this,
without question.
I did some really, well observed work
all
in
of
here.
The accents.
After I just told Besser that he's given us everything, he's like, "I didn't teach you how to do any of that shit you just did."
Improv
later,
for Humans, we're coming to Tulsa's The Rumor. Are we going north of the border? What do I mean by that? Something I don't know if I can announce yet, so I'm going to be vague. But Improv for
Russia?
Humans is coming to you.
Russia?
Yeah, Russia's just north of our border.
Amazing.
Keep amazing. Being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser will be at the Blue Whale Comedy Festival in Tulsa on Saturday, June the 14th. Support Dragoon, the Improv for Humans house band. Buy their album at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer. Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.